This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeastern region is playing crucial role in achieving the country's larger developmental goals as India is moving ahead to become developed nation by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates redevelopment work of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Matabari in Tripura. Union Ministry of Home Affairs declares National Socialist Council of Nagaland Kaplang, including all its factions and affiliated groups, as unlawful association for another 5 years. And last rites of Assam's heartthrob Zubeen Garg will be performed at Sonapur in outskirts of Guwahati with full state honours today. The news in details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that India is moving ahead with an aim of becoming a developed nation by 2047, and this vision can only be achieved when every state progresses equally. Modi was addressing a function in Arunachal Pradesh after laying the foundation stone of several infrastructure projects, including two major hydroelectric power projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. He said the Northeastern region is playing a crucial role in achieving the country's larger developmental goals, and the power sector is one of the best examples of it. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stones of 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees, including a 76-bedded state cancer institute in Itanagar. He also laid the foundation stones of the Integrated State of the Art Convention Center at Tawang under PM Development INE. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated the redevelopment work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Matabari in Tripura, one of the ancient 51 Shakti Peets under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy, Nallu Chief Minister Manik Saha, ministers and other officials were present during the program. The Prime Minister offered prayers at the temple before dedicating the newly developed facilities to the people. The redevelopment of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple is expected to place Tripura more prominently on India's spiritual tourism map while preserving the cultural and religious heritage of the site. The Union Ministry of Home Affairs has declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland Kaplang, or NSCNK, including all its factions and affiliated groups, as an unlawful association for another 5 years under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act 1967. The extension is effective from September 28th and continues from the ban which was imposed earlier in September 2020. In a notification yesterday, the ministry cited the NSCNK's professed aim to create a sovereign Nagaland incorporating the Naga inhabited areas of Indo-Myanmar region by secession from the Indian Union, other anti-national activities and recommendations from the state governments of Nagaland, Manipur and Arunachal Pradesh. Mizoram will make concerted efforts to enhance the goods and services tax collection and expand it in view of the current GST reforms. An official said that the state government has decided to collaborate with the local councils to increase the number of traders and shopkeepers in Aizawl and other parts of the state in paying the GST. During the meeting of the Mizoram Resource Mobilization Committee, State Taxation Department and Aizawl City Local Council Association, it was observed that many traders in Aizawl and other parts of the state, despite their monthly income exceeding the GST requirement, avoid GST and did not comply with the registration requirement. According to GST guidelines, traders with an annual turnover exceeding 20 lakh rupees are required to register for GST. The last rites of Assam's heartthrob Zubeen Garg will be performed at Sonapur in the outskirts of Guwahati with full state honours today. Over a million of people have paid their tribute to the iconic artist and humanist till yesterday. People from across the northeastern states stood on kilometres-long queue for several hours to see and pay their last respect to the legendary singer at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. The music icon died in Singapore on Friday when he was to attend the Northeast Festival and scheduled to perform there. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday informed that the second postmortem on Zubeen's body will be conducted at the Guwahati Medical College and Hospital today after the demand from a section of people. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju will attend to the ceremony on behalf of the central government besides other officials. The Nagaland government has constituted a job reservation commission to review and recommend a suitable policy for equitable representation of various tribes in government employment. The commission will be chaired by retired IAS officer R. Ramakrishnan and include senior officials from the Department of Home, Law and Justice, Higher and Technical Education, and Personal and Administrative Reforms. The commission has been given 6 months to submit its report. The commission is tasked with examining provisions tied to reservations in government employment in the central and relevant state governments. It will review the state's existing job reservation policy, examine educational and economic criteria, conduct consultations with stakeholders, including tribal bodies, student and employer groups. The commission will propose suitable criteria and percentage for granting reservation to a tribe and suggest measures for robust implementation. In Assam, the polling to elect new members of the Bodoland Territorial Council concluded peacefully with 77.9% voters turnout. The voting was held in 3,359 polling stations spread across five districts, Kokrachar, Baksa, Chirang, Udalguri and Tamulpur, to elect the 40-member council. A total of 316 candidates are in fray in this election and a total of 26.69 lakh voters. The counting of votes will be held on 26th of this month. Two legislators in Meghalaya have been recognized as Government Chief Whip and Deputy Chief Whip by the Speaker of Meghalaya Legislative Assembly. Umsling MLA Dr. Celestine Lingdor was recognized as Government Deputy Chief Whip, while Millim Legislator Ronnie V. Lingdor was recognized as Deputy Chief Whip in the State Assembly with effect from yesterday, 22nd September. Both the MLAs have defected from the Congress to the ruling National People's Party. In Mizoram, several trucks carrying essential commodities stranded on the National Highway 6 and 306 due to the dilapidated condition of the Sairang Konpui stretch. National Highway 306, a certain stretch of which is also called NH6, is the primary lifeline of Mizoram, linking Mizoram with the rest of the country through Silchar in Assam. An official said the Sairang Konpui section, which was repaired from July to August, is in a deplorable condition, again now making it difficult for trucks carrying essential commodities to ply. While 339 trucks carrying essential commodities rise or stranded at Konpui, another 264 empty trucks heading to Assam stranded at Kamrang. Meanwhile, the Mizoram Merchant Association and Northeast Transporters Union have decided not to transport essential items during rainy season next year if the national highway is not in good condition. In Meghalaya, the Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, NAGRIMS, yesterday organized a series of health awareness and service programs under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan, a nationwide initiative aimed at empowering women and families through health and nutrition. The ongoing program is being held from the 17th of this month to October 2nd. As part of the campaign, four key awareness and service programs were conducted simultaneously: mental health, addressing issues of elderly care, self-care and psychological well-being. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main, along with Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, yesterday launched the 7-day GST Bachat Utsav at Akash Deep Market, Itanagar. In a social media post, Main informed that the festive initiative aims to ensure that GST benefits reach every citizen while promoting the Swadeshi spirit with the message, Garv se kaho, ye Swadeshi hai, across Arunachal. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.